This is Among the Stacks, produced by the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. The podcast where you learn what we're reading and recommending and the library news.
Hi, I'm Sheila Stovall.
And I'm Delonda.
Welcome to Among the Stacks, where we're going to talk about what we're reading and recommending at the Allen County Public Library. Well, thanks for joining me today, Delonda.
So for having me.
Great to have you back after your vacation and your anniversary. And so I hear you had a pretty big surprise for your anniversary.
I did. My husband found a 1968 Ford Mustang for me, and he caught me completely off guard, which anybody who knows my husband knows that he is not good at keeping secrets from me, and he's really not good about keeping his gifts secret. This is the first time he's like completely surprised me. He actually surprised me so much that when I saw it, I cried.
Well, who wouldn't cry? Great. You know, when people think librarians aren't cool people, and aren't you just going to be the coolest thing riding around town in your vintage Mustang? So congratulations. And I think that Curtis might be a keeper.
He is.
Well,
definitely.
Well, did you read any good books while you were away on vacation?
I did. I read Local Woman Missing. It was a really good read about this town that thinks they have a serial kidnapper, but it ends up being something totally like, it's just mind-blowing. And I'll leave it at that, not to give too many details, but it's by Mary Kubica, I think is how you say her last name, but it's K-U-B-I-C-A.
That
and it was really
pretty
good.
Suspenseful then. That I get kind of nervous on things like that. And sometimes if it's too suspenseful, I have to scoot ahead to the end of the book just to read the last few pages to make sure the person I care about is gonna make it. So was it suspenseful?
Oh, it definitely was. It started out a little slow, but then as you get into it, you want to know what happened to the kid because she's very young, but you see her storyline a little bit. It kind of swaps back and forth through time.
So when it says local woman missing, I thought it was about an adult person missing. So was it a kid missing or was it a woman missing?
So originally it was just one woman, and then about 2 weeks later, a mom and her child go missing.
Oh.
Ooh. So it's very suspenseful, and you go back and forth between, there's like a, I think it was a 10-year gap between when they went missing and when the child was found.
Right. Oh, okay.
So It gets very suspenseful at the end. At the end, you're like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? What happened to the kid?
Right.
Okay. It was just a total shocker.
Well, we don't want to be a spoiler, but this is a book that you would recommend.
I would. It was very good. I actually stayed up until like 2 a.m. to finish it.
Oh, wow. I can't tell you when I've done that just because, well, I'm old and I need my sleep, so.
Well, I was on vacation, so I could sleep a little late the next day.
Well, speaking of being on vacation, I can't go on vacation because we've got summer reading going on, and we are thrilled to announce that Miss Amanda is back, and she will be reinstating Story Hour for our preschool children in August, but we are still finishing up on summer reading. So, Delonda, when are summer reading logs due?
The summer reading logs are due the 23rd, and the teen bingo cards are due that day as well. So they've got about 2 weeks and a day to get them finished.
That's right. So, and kids, if you lost your official reading log, you can simply take a piece of paper and write down the books that you've been reading or how long you've been reading and have your adult person verify that. And so don't let that stop you from bringing in your reading log to get your prizes. And I'd like to give a shout out to Pizza Hut because Pizza Hut donated gift certificates to our summer reading prize bag. So if you turn in your reading log, you will get a receipt for a personal pan pizza. And then also the library, thanks to our friends at the library, we have bought $5 gift cards to both Sonic and Dairy Queen. So kids, so you'll get a chance to go eat out at Sonic and Dairy Queen and Pizza Hut if you turn in your reading log. So be sure to do that by July the 23rd. Now, you were telling me we've got a pretty interesting program going on tomorrow, which will be July the 9th on the front porch. What's going on tomorrow at the library?
Yes. So we're going to have a teen summer reading program for ages 13 to 18. Miss Mariah is going to be helping them paint glow-in-the-dark lanterns, which is where you paint the inside with glow-in-the-dark paint. And then the outside, you use black paint or stickers to make a design. And then you put a little tea light in them, and they shine and glow in the dark.
Oh, so, my.
Very fun.
So this is for a teen. So 13 to 18-year-old, if you've signed up for our summer reading program, we hope you'll stop by tomorrow and join us. What time does that start?
1 p.m.
Okay, so that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, to all the kids, we'll have our big finale. Now, we're still doing virtual programs, but on July the 26th at 1 o'clock, our favorite Animal Tales is returning, and we will have that at the Dugak Community Park Pavilion at 1 o'clock on Monday, July the 26th. So be sure to turn in your reading logs on the 23rd. And speaking about summer reading, I've been reading a few books. I guess it was the long holiday, but I read several books recently. I read The Summer of Lost and Found by Mary Alice Munro. Now, she's a pretty fun beach read. Normally, this would be the perfect book to read on the beach. It takes place on the Isle of Palm. And we get to follow up with Linnea and her turtle nest work, where they search for the turtle nest. But maybe I was just a little bit too old for this, but there was drama between her old beau, John, and her new beau, and sort of a love triangle. I think a younger person who likes romance novels would really enjoy this book, but I got a little bit bored with it because it was maybe a bit too old for me. I really enjoy the other stories in this series where it featured, you know, it started out with her grandmother and then her aunt. They were older women, but Lene is young. And so I kind of got a little bit bored, but I do think a younger person who likes romance novels would like that. And I also have you ever read any Tony Hillerman books?
I have not, but I had a bookmobile patron that just loved them.
Well, so. I'm probably dating myself again because this was an older author, but and he's passed away, but his daughter, Ann Hillerman, has picked up the series of, I think it's a Leaphorn. The first book started out is by Leaphorn. He was the sheriff of the community, or the main law enforcement officer for the Navajo community. And then his young sidekick was Chi. But in this series now, Leaphorn has retired, and Chi and Bernie Manuelito are married. And so this book was told from the perspective of Bernie. So Bernie is a young Navajo officer, and you know, she is fighting not only the prejudices that people have against Indians or the Navajo Nation, but she also is dealing with a woman in a job, you know, that's normally filled by a man in law enforcement. And so I just think she's such a strong character. And so I love this series, how it's moved forward. And so if you want to read a book about a strong woman character, I definitely recommend books by Ann Hillerman. Well, have you read anything else lately that you'd like to share with our readers?
Well, I'm still in the process of finishing You by Caroline Kepnes. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a Netflix. They've made a movie out of it on Netflix, or a series. And it's about this guy who kind of stalks this girl, but he thinks she's in love with him. It's one of those kind of stalker. He thinks she's in love with her, or he thinks she's in love with him, and that she's just playing hard to get. But this is a fantasy in his mind, kind of in a way that he's created. She's not really in love with him or anything. He's just basically stalking her. I will say, for readers out there that doesn't like strong language or intense scenes, this may not be the book for you. I actually have to pause it every once in a while and then read something like Nancy Drew and just get my mind away from it a little bit, because it does get a little intense.
I love that you're reading the Nancy Drew series, because I grew up reading Nancy Drew, but I haven't even thought about listening or reading those as an adult. And so what made you think about starting to read the Nancy Drew novels?
Well, I've always kind of wanted to read them ever since I saw them on the shelf when I started working here at the library, because we had such a large collection of them, but I just never got around to it. So when I saw that we had them as audiobooks on Libby, I was like, okay, this is my chance. I can start off with the audiobooks, which unfortunately it appears they only did audiobooks to the 12th book. Mm-hmm. And I've already made it that far. So I think I'm going to have to interlibrary loan just some of the original copies of the book and sit down and actually read it, because I have enjoyed it a lot. You can tell it was written in a totally different time than now, of course, mm-hmm. but it's a great storyline. And I really enjoy it.
You know, it makes me wonder if I might go back and listen to some of my favorite books that I read as a child, because I was a Nancy Drew fan. Trixie Bellarmine, which people today probably never heard of Trixie. But also all of the Laura Ingalls Wilder books. You know, I just remember reading These Golden Years by Laura Ingalls Wilder over and over again. So I wonder if I would enjoy it just as much today, or Anne of Green Gables. You know, I just think those are timeless books that I would enjoy reading whatever stage of my life I'm in. So I might go back and revisit some of those.
I think you definitely should, because I actually listened to Anne of Green Gables this year and finished the series again. And I still, even though I've probably listened to it twice and read the book several times as a teenager, it's just still really good, and I enjoy it. It's like a wholesome break from, well, I love murder mysteries, so it's just a good wholesome break from all of that.
Something that just is wholesome, but a good storyline and just entertaining. So, well, that's wonderful to know that those are also available on Overdrive, which is our digital platform for books. And I think there's a new Netflix series that's coming out on Anne of Green Gables.
Yes, they have two seasons of it out right now, and I believe they're getting ready to do the third season. It's called Anne with an E, mm-hmm. and it's loosely based on the books, and I say loosely because there's a lot of things that happen in the TV series that don't really happen in the original books, which, you know, they've got to make it a little more up-to-date, sort of, mm-hmm. and to keep people's attention, but it is pretty good. I enjoy it.
Well, we always know that when there's a book and when there's a movie, the book is always going to be better than the movie, because we can just cover so much more. You know, you think about how long it takes you to read a book. Well, they can't cover that in a 1 hour or 2 hour movie sometimes. So I always think the books are so much better than movies.
They are. They are. And if they made a Harry Potter series and kept to the book, I would so sit there for 10 hours. I would do it.
I have to say, I loved all the Harry Potter books and the movies, and even the magical, I can't remember the name of it.
The Fantastic Beasts.
So I just think that was a wonderful, wonderful story and movie. So, well, I've been reading. I read another, I always say, I am not ever going to read another World War II book, because they're always just so heartbreaking. But I just read one that was so good, and it was called The Things We Cannot Say by Kelly Rimmer. And it's a time slip novel between the present day in America and between Nazi occupied Poland. And so in the present day, it's told from the perspective of Alice. She's 30 something mom. She has two children. One is on the autism spectrum and the other is highly gifted. And she's married to a genius. And so she's sort of been she's the glue that holds the family together with their routines. And, you know, and she has a lot going on. And her grandmother is very sick. Her grandmother was an immigrant from Poland and is very, has had a stroke and is only able to communicate them with an app through the iPad that actually she uses to communicate with her son because he's nonverbal. And, but it's, you go back and forth between the story of Alina and Thomas in Poland. They're young and in love, and he is in medical school in Warsaw when the Nazis invade Poland. And then she is the daughter of peasants, she and her two brothers, and then her brothers are conscripted. And then I don't want to give away too much of the story, but there is a mystery that Alice has to unravel for her grandmother. Her grandmother was always the one who was there for her. And, you know, she's, even though she thinks it's going to be impossible for her to go to Poland because she has this special needs child, her husband, you know, just insists, you know, he's like, I can handle things for a week while you do this. And so they have, you know, I love, it's, you see the struggle of this family who's dealing with a special needs child, but also her strong love for him. And so it's just it's a wonderful story. And I love how it all came together at the end, but I don't want to say too much other than I would definitely recommend this book, even though you might, there are some, anytime you deal with a World War II, there's just going to be some really tragic things. So, but there's always hope. Alina never loses hope in the story. And so I love that. And I love the strength of Alice too, that she is not going to give up. She is going to go on this wild goose chase for her grandmother when she doesn't really even know, because her grandmother, because of her stroke, can't really communicate very well. She's not sure what she's supposed to be going to Poland to find. And so it was just a really, well-crafted story. So I really enjoyed that. So have you been reading anything else, any other books that you'd like to recommend right now?
Well, I did start the Hardy Boys series as well.
Oh my goodness. Now,
so those are pretty good.
I have never read the Hardy Boys. So I just stuck to my little, you know, Nancy Drew. So it would be, I think it would be, now you probably don't remember this, but there used to be a Hardy Boys television series. I'm trying to think. I can't remember his name. It was Sean Cassidy. That's what it was. And I was just in love with him in my high school days watching the Hardy Boys on television. But I have a feeling the books are probably much better than that television series.
Probably. But they have done a remake of the Hardy Boys. I believe it's on Hulu, I think, is the streaming service that I watched it on. But they've started a more modern, well, it's still set, you know, in like the 70s and 80s, but it's more modern. It's the, just came out this last year. But it's interesting, and it's different from the books, I think, but it still kind of keeps the mystery Hardy Boys theme.
Isn't it fun how, you know, they keep going back and remaking some of our old favorites, you know, my husband and I got hooked on, and the series is actually here in the library that you can check out, the old Lost in Space. And so I used to watch the original. I mean, you know, we just died laughing. We saw a version we were able to pull up on YouTube, the old Lost in Space with Billy Mummy. And we just laughed at some of the technology then. And now, you know, the new Lost in Space, you know, how the mom, June, now is the one who's the captain of the ship. So everything old is new again. So they're remaking it, and they're just putting in these strong women roles. And so I love that part of it. So
yes.
Well, okay. Well, I don't have anything else to discuss today. So it sounds like you have been very busy reading.
I have.
Well,
I've enjoyed it too.
I hope you enjoy your new Mustang. So, or your old Mustang.
My new old
Your
Mustang,
new
yes.
Vintage Mustang. So if you see Delonda tootling around town in this little sharp car, just wave at her. So we're a little jealous, but we're also happy for her. And we are thrilled that Miss Amanda is back. And so don't forget, Story Hour is going to be starting up in August. And the grand finale for summer reading is on July the 26th at 1 o'clock at the Dugan Community Park. And kids, be sure to come by. We're still passing out prizes to kids every time you check out books this summer at the library. So we hope to see you soon. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. This is Sheila Stovall at Among the Stacks.
This is Delanda.
Have a great rest of your week.
You've been listening to Among the Stacks, a podcast produced by the staff of the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you among the stacks.